Welcome to Lady Leadership, the podcast that celebrates and empowers women in leadership roles. I'm your host, Sam McIntyre. In each episode, we'll dive deep into the experiences, challenges, and triumphs of extraordinary women who are making their mark in various industries. My mission is to amplify the voices of women leaders, to share their stories, insights, and wisdom. By doing so, we can break down barriers, challenge stereotypes, and pave the way for a more inclusive and diverse future. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Lady Leadership Podcast, Careers and Business for Women. My name is Samantha McIntyre, and today I'm very, very excited to share that this is our 100th episode. And so today I'm going to be solo, and I'd like to talk to you about career confidence. It's the number one piece of feedback that I often get from women around their career and around growing their confidence, having the courage, taking action. And so I wanted to share with you today some ideas that I've got about career confidence, and also want to let you know some exciting news that I've got as well. And let's get stuck into it. So have you ever quite had that nagging feeling in your career that you're not quite hitting your stride? And when I say that, I mean, has your career confidence taken a hit recently? I know that over the years, over my career, there's certainly been times where I've been really doing well, really thriving, really excited, you know, being given new opportunities, being promoted, stepped into new roles, etc. And then there's times where I just feel as though my feet are stuck in mud and I actually can't do anything right. So what I want to talk about is often when we're trying to boost our career confidence, I see many women doing a whole bunch of skill building. So they're going all in on acquiring new skills, thinking that that will work. They're seeking a lot of external feedback and a lot of external validation. So some of us look for validation from colleagues or bosses to reassure ourselves, or they start playing the comparison game and they stack their accomplishment up against others. These strategies can be helpful and you can certainly get lots of information from those. But I think they often miss the mark. And I think in terms of career confidence, I think you need to focus on a couple of other things. So first of all, the inner spark. So confidence really starts from within, and it's really not about, you know, the degrees or certificates that you have. It also comparing yourself to others, so the comparison pitfall, constantly comparing ourselves to others can lead to imposter syndrome, not feeling good enough. And then even when we achieve a lot, it's still that imposter syndrome still lingers and makes us feel like we're faking it rather than making it. So I want to just run you through a couple of things that I think would really help in this space to cultivate genuine career confidence and just, you know, switch it up to have a fresh approach. I think you only need your own permission to do something in your career, and I really like that statement and I stand by that. So let's start with step one. I think knowing yourself. So beginning by getting to know yourself and your unique strengths, your quirks, and what makes you tick. So self-confidence really, I believe, starts with self-awareness. And also, just because someone told you something about you, a thought that they had about you through their lens and through their values and through their ideas, doesn't actually make it true. It's their opinion. And so I think, you know, if you start by really understanding you and actually doing an evaluation on you, and even like writing down like what your strengths are, what you're good at, what you're challenged by, just really getting clear on who you are and what you stand for. I think like really starting in that place. positive self-talk. So number two, I recommend kicking that inner critic to the curb. So we've all got that little voice inside of us or some that sort of, you know, anti-emesis sitting on our shoulder. And really just replacing that with a positive mindset and not focusing on the negative self-talk. I think step number three is celebrating wins. So giving yourself credit for accomplishments, particularly when times are tough and, you know, big or small, and, you know, being able to praise and celebrate your life. There's more in life to celebrate. So, you know, being focused on those things. So I think those first three, knowing yourself, positive self-talk, and then celebrating the wins that you might have. Step four is really about lifelong learning. And so staying curious and never stop learning. The more you know, the more confident that you'll become. And so if you get clear on that first step that I said about knowing yourself and the skills and what you're actually good at, then you can identify areas that you might like to focus or where you might like to learn. Step five is really leaning on allies and the people that are going to support you in your career. So this is where you seek out mentors, coaches, or individuals who can support you. I just recently wrote on LinkedIn, if you don't follow me on LinkedIn, check me out, Samantha McIntyre. I just wrote about how I had always sought out women that were 10 to 15 years older than me in the workplace, and I would go on walks with them, I would have cups of coffee with them, and I would talk to them about what was going on in my career. I would seek their feedback, I would seek their advice, and I sort of talked about that, you know, apparently it takes 10,000 hours to learn a skill or an instrument or a sport, and I think over my lifetime, I've spent more than 10,000 hours with these women, learning from them, observing them in situations, and really just working out, you know, what had worked for them versus what could work for me, and bringing my own flavor to it as well. And so, you know, I recommend on that post that you laugh, cry, and have fun with, you know, those women who have been there and seen things before and can really give you advice in situations. So I also say dream big, right? So have a think about your career and what you want your career to look like, and then what are the tiny steps that you can start to develop your career. Start following the breadcrumbs that the universe is giving you, and then what is the smallest part of the dream that you can make happen. There's a great quote which I've heard, which is, have the courage to say what you need in the moment. Most people aren't mind readers. And this is really about your career and telling people what you want and what you're going after. Two things will happen. You'll either get what you need or realize that the source you're asking doesn't have the capacity to deliver. And both of those things are actual gifts. I absolutely love that. So if you're thinking to yourself, I want to get a promotion in this organization, I want to grow my career to the next level, I want to do these things, and you talk to your boss about that and you understand through that conversation, then that's probably not likely at that point in time or at that organization, or, you know, they see you differently to that. That's amazing feedback, because you can then at that point decide, well, you know what, I might actually need to go somewhere else. I might actually need to go and take steps and do something else. So to boost your career confidence, I really want you to focus on finding your courage, getting to know yourself, replacing negativity with positivity, celebrating every win, committing to lifelong learning, seeking support from mentors, and then visualizing your success. So, you know, if you listen to quite a few podcasts, which I do, most of the successful people that you listen to on those podcasts will say, I had a vision and this was where I wanted to go with my career. So the exciting news that I have for you today is that I've just recently launched an online digital course focused on you and your confidence. It's called the Confidence Project, and my ambition is to help 100,000 women grow their careers. I'm really focused on changing the system and how women are supported in the workplace. I now work with organizations on their diversity and inclusion strategies. So I've shifted my career recently from being a CIO. So I was a CIO for the last 10 years. And then I had started this podcast 3.5 years ago, and I started coaching women in their careers also around that time. I've recently expanded that to include helping organizations with their diversity and inclusion strategies. And now I'm launching an online course to help you and to help you grow your career. So I work on both sides of the system. So as a special offer for you today, the course is $29 Australian, so pretty cheap if you're listening to this from either the UK or from the US, and very reasonably priced for everyone else in the world. And the course, if I just take you through it, so part one is understanding you and your strengths. So that includes a self-reflection, what I was talking about. It includes defining your core skills. It includes defining your leadership skills, what your personal brand is, and then also helps you ask for feedback and how to ask for feedback. Part two is then building your career confidence. What is career confidence? How do you build career confidence, being visible, becoming valued, how you sell yourself to others. Then part three is creating your career vision, mission, purpose, and priorities, and what is your desired future state? Where do you want to be and what does that look like? How does that feel? If you don't have a vision of where you want to go, then you're most likely not going to get there. And then it's around creating and executing that career plan that's going to deliver that. So you'll know who you are and what you want out of your career. You know the skills that you have and the skills that you need to develop to go to the next stage. And you'll also know then how to get there. So very excited. Now, as I said, $29. And what I wanted to let you know today is I've got a special offer. So if you have been listening to the podcast, you support the podcast, you like what we've been doing here at Lady Leadership, then I'd love for you to join the course. And I'm offering a 20% off for all my podcast listeners. And so that's a great discount. And I'd just love for you to, you know, send a review and really support the podcast with the helping me and my ambition to helping 100,000 women in their careers. So hope you've enjoyed the podcast today. Hope you've got something out of it. 100 podcasts under my belt, and I've got some great new guests coming out in the next couple of weeks. And so hope you're well, and hope you enjoyed this chat. Cheers. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please leave a review and subscribe, and that will really help out the show. Also, if you'd like to work with me, there's three ways that you can work with me. You can sign up to my newsletter, weekly newsletter, where I send actionable tips to help you in your career. You can sign up for some coaching, so I do coaching with women. And thirdly, I've got a new course which is coming out, which is called the Confidence Project. So the number one piece of feedback that I get from women is that there is in regards to their confidence and their ability to be confident around their career. So check that out. Cheers.